Yeah, I am enjoying to be here this night.
Es un gozo estar aquí con ustedes esta noche.
It's really wonderful. I'm very happy.
Okay.
Qué bueno estar en casa.
It's really great to be home.
Estar aquí con ustedes.
Be here with you all.
De ver sus rostros. Amen.
See your faces.
Ahí siempre seguimos en línea en los cultos cada semana.
We're always following the online services every week.
Y qué hermoso sentirlo cerca.
And it's really great to feel like y'all are close.
Sabiendo de su amor por la obra del Señor.
Knowing about your love for the work of the Lord.
Y el trabajo que los misioneros realizamos en diferentes partes en Latinoamérica.
And the work that we missionaries are doing in different parts of Latin America.
Es interesante volvernos a ver después de estos años de difícil por la pandemia.
So it's really interesting to be back here and see y'all again after these difficult years of the pandemic.
Yo sé que era un tiempo de mucha confusión.
I know it was a time of a lot of confusion.
Y todavía seguimos con alguna confusión.
And there's still some confusion.
Había tiempo donde la gente perdió la esperanza.
There was a time when some people lost hope.
Mucha gente sintió temor de morir.
A lot of people were afraid that they were going to die.
Sintió temor de perder las cosas materiales.
And they were afraid of losing a lot of material things too.
El mundo entero cambió.
The whole world changed.
Y ahora que pensamos que habíamos salido de este problema de la pandemia.
And now that we think that we've come out of the problem of the pandemic.
Ha habido una confusión política en el mundo muy grande.
There's a political confusion in the world that's very great.
Las guerras que están azotando en diferentes regiones.
The wars that are going on in different parts.
Los cambios en la economía.
And economic changes.
Y uno comienza a sentir de nuevo las personas el mismo temor.
And people begin to have some of the same fears.
Temor por las cosas materiales.
Fear for material things.
Muchas personas por temor a la vida.
And a lot of people for fear of their lives.
Y la gente en cierta forma pierde la esperanza.
And so people, and some people lose hope.
Ha habido gente que se ha quitado la vida.
There are some people have killed themselves.
Piensan que no hay solución.
Thinking, well, there's no way out.
Bueno, no hay solución en este mundo.
And in this world, really, there's no way out.
Pero qué bueno que en Jesucristo sí hay esperanza.
But in Jesus Christ, there's hope.
Que miramos las cosas desde otra óptica.
That when you look at things from a different viewpoint,
y cuando muchos piensan estar cerrando,
when a lot of people think things are closing up,
Dios sí quiere que las personas tengan esperanza en Jesucristo.
God wants people to have hope in Jesus Christ.
Que realmente se comprometa con el Señor.
That they would really make a commitment to the Lord.
Y que vea en Dios la real esperanza para su vida.
And that they would see in God the real hope for their lives.
Es triste que cuando nos sentimos bajo presión.
It's really sad when we feel oppressed.
Vemos a Dios como alguien de emergencia.
And or when we're looking at God like somebody that you call on in an emergency.
La gente piensa que solamente es un médico.
People think like he's just a doctor.
Que realmente de pronto es un policía para cuidarnos.
Or maybe a policeman to protect us.
O un banquero para que nos ayude con la economía.
Or maybe he's a banker who's going to help our finances.
Pero qué bueno que podemos confiar en el Dios de la esperanza.
But how great is it that we can trust in the Lord of hope?
En Primera de Pedro, capítulo 1.
1 Peter chapter 1.
En el verso 3.
Verse 3 says this. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Es interesante aquí en este verso 3.
It's very interesting here in verse 3.
Como cristianos iniciamos bendiciendo, bendito el Dios y Padre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
That as Christians we start out by blessing God, saying, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Qué bueno en medio de la pandemia que podamos decir bendito el nombre del Señor.
It was really great in the middle of the pandemic to be able to say, well, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Que no nos abandonó.
He never abandoned
que estuvo
us.
Con nosotros.
He was with us.
Que nos ayudó a ser de bendición a otros.
And he helped us to be a blessing to other people.
Quizás el domingo voy a compartir con ustedes.
Maybe on Sunday I'll share with you
que en estos dos años de pandemia,
that in these 2 years of the pandemic,
mientras todas las iglesias casi estaban cerradas allí en Panamá,
while nearly all of the churches in Panama were closed,
muchos pararon las actividades,
a lot of them just stopped their activities.
El Señor nos permitió que gente conociera a Cristo.
The Lord has allowed us to see people come to know Christ.
Que gente se bautizara.
And people have gotten baptized.
Hay una nueva misión creciendo.
There's a new mission that got started and is growing.
Hay cuatro jóvenes entrenándose para la obra del Señor.
There's 4 young men who are training for the work of the ministry.
Por eso podemos bendecir el nombre del Señor.
For that, those are reasons we can say,
bendito,
blessed be the name of the Lord.
Porque podemos tener en él esperanza.
Because in him we can have our hope in
como
him.
Como dice aquí el texto.
Like the text says,
gracias a Dios por su grande misericordia.
Thanks to the Lord for his great mercy.
que nos hizo renacer,
who made us to be born again.
Esto me hizo pensar en todo el tiempo la pandemia.
This was what I was thinking throughout the time of the pandemic.
Y las situaciones actuales que se vive en el mundo.
And also these current situations that the world is going through.
Cuando hay tanta incertidumbre.
When there's so much uncertainty.
Qué hermoso es poder reconocer.
It's really great to be able to recognize
y darle gracias a Dios
and to thank God
que Él nos hizo renacer,
that He has made us be born again,
que somos salvos,
that we're saved,
que dependemos de Él,
that we depend on Him,
que mientras el mundo no tiene esperanza,
and that while the world doesn't have hope,
nuestra esperanza y nuestra fe está puesta en Él.
Our hope and our faith is in Him.
Y esto nos impulsa a seguir diciendo, bendito sea el Señor.
And that's a really a, something that keeps us saying,
que Dios grande,
blessed be the name of the Lord.
Que tenemos un Dios muy grande.
We have a very great God.
Dice la Biblia que tuvo misericordia y nos hizo renacer.
It says right here that He had mercy on us and making us be born again.
Para una esperanza viva.
For an incorruptible hope.
Y qué bueno que esta esperanza.
Ah, yeah, has begotten us again. In this hope.
En medio de los tiempos difíciles.
In the midst of the difficult times.
Realmente nos ayuda cuando hay una verdadera comunión con Dios.
That helps us when we really have a true communion with God.
A veces estos tiempos duros.
Sometimes in the hard times.
El Señor lo usa para hablar a cada uno de manera individual.
The Lord uses those to speak to each one of us individually.
Lo usa el Señor también para purificar su iglesia.
He also uses it to purify His churches.
Cuando algunas iglesias cerraron,
when some churches closed,
aquellas personas que realmente no tenían un interés real en el Señor,
those people that really weren't that interested in the Lord,
lo buscaron como una excusa,
they used that as an excuse
para abandonar los caminos del Señor,
just to abandon the Lord's,
era el momento perfecto,
Lord's paths.
El momento perfecto para no regresar.
It was the perfect moment to not come back.
Pero también gracias a Dios,
but also thank the Lord,
que los verdaderos cristianos,
that the true Christians,
podíamos mantener esperanza en Jesucristo.
We can have our hope in Jesus Christ.
En 2 Corintios 4,
in 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
versículo 16,
2 Corinthians 4:26,
es donde podemos ver que en estos tiempos difíciles,
that's where we can see that in these
26.
Ah, yeah. That's where we can see that in these difficult times. 2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Gloria al Señor, ya hemos dicho, pasa naturalmente en nuestra vida.
So praise the Lord, this is something that just happens naturally in our lives.
Cuando hay realmente una confianza en Dios y una comunión con Él.
When there is a hope in God and communion with Him.
Espiritualmente no desmayamos.
Spiritually we don't faint.
Que bueno, en medio de la necesidad confiar en Dios.
In the midst of our needs, we trust in the Lord.
Clamar a Él.
And we call out to
y ver
Him.
Cómo Dios hace milagros.
And we see how He does miracles.
Cómo se manifiesta.
How He manifests
y que no
Himself.
Nos deja solo,
and He doesn't leave us alone.
Sino que está con nosotros todos los días hasta el fin del mundo.
But instead He's with us every day until the end of the world.
Mientras todo este tiempo difícil.
During all this difficult time.
Donde había dificultad para movilizarse de una provincia a otra.
When it was really hard for us to go from one province to another.
Dios siempre abría puerta.
The Lord always opened doors.
Y no nos dejaba solo.
And He didn't leave us alone.
Miles de folletos y materiales cristianos fueron distribuidos.
Thousands of tracts and all kinds of Christian material was distributed.
Se podía auxiliar a muchas familias a nivel de todo el país.
We were able to help a lot of different families all throughout the country.
Porque la esperanza estaba en el Señor.
Because our hope's in the Lord.
El cual no quiere que su obra se detenga.
And He doesn't want His work to stop.
Sino que siguiéramos adelante.
But that He wants that it would instead would just continue on.
Al versículo 17.
De 2 Corinthians? Okay. Yeah, I lost my place again thinking he was done there. 2 Corinthians 4:17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look, in verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Esta leve tribulación.
So this a light affliction.
En algún momento va a pasar.
It's going to be over one in one moment.
Y el Señor tiene control de todo.
And the Lord's in control of everything.
Y qué bueno que produzca en nosotros.
And it's great also that it produces in us.
Bajo un excelente y eterno peso de gloria, dice
it
la
says right here, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Que en medio de esta batalla,
so in the midst of the battle,
realmente podamos glorificar a Dios.
We can really glorify the Lord.
Con el Señor, darle gracias a Dios.
And say to the Lord, thank you, Lord.
Porque en cada una de estas cosas tiene propósito.
So that every one of these, because every one of these things has a purpose.
Y él no nos deja solos, ha prometido estar con nosotros.
And he's not leaving us alone, he's promised to be with us.
Y a veces uno ve todos estos milagros en medio de la adversidad.
And sometimes when I look at all these miracles that happen in the midst of adversities,
y nos hace mirar mucho más allá de lo que mira el mundo secular.
It makes us look farther on than what the world sees in these things.
A veces estamos esperando que tengamos un mejor gobierno.
Sometimes we're hoping that we could have a better government.
Pensamos que el próximo candidato va a ser mejor.
We think maybe that next candidate will be better.
Estamos pensando cuándo mejora la economía.
We're thinking about, man, if the economy might get better.
Queremos que la sociedad mejore.
We want our society to get better.
Y comenzamos a mirar a este mundo.
And we start looking at the world around us.
Qué bonito levantar la mirada al cielo.
But it's a lot better to just lift up our heights to heaven
y comenzar a pensar en las cosas eternas.
And to be thinking about the eternal,
que hay almas que tienen que ser salva.
About the souls that need to be saved.
Gente tiene que venir a los pies de Cristo.
People that really need to come to Christ.
Para que la esperanza no esté en los gobiernos de este mundo.
So that their hope won't be in governments of this world.
No esté en la economía de este mundo.
Or the economy of this world.
Que tiene una inestabilidad muy grande.
Which is very unstable.
Por eso vemos en la Biblia que el Señor no nos salvó con cosas materiales.
That's the reason we see in the Bible, you know, God didn't save us by means of material things.
Cosas corruptibles como el oro o la plata.
Nothing corruptible like gold and silver.
Sino con la preciosa sangre de Cristo.
But instead with the precious blood of Christ.
Con esas nos hizo renacer.
That's the way that he made us to be born again.
Con esa realmente nos hace seguir adelante.
And that's what really gives us the impulse to keep going forward.
Y es en él en quien tenemos la esperanza.
It's in him that we have our hope.
Estamos realmente en sus manos.
And we're really in his hands.
Esta esperanza,
this hope,
que podemos tenerla aún en medio del sufrimiento.
That we can have even in the midst of suffering.
Es interesante, la Biblia dice que sabemos que los que aman a Dios.
It's interesting how the Bible says we know that those who love God,
todas las cosas, love God, todas las cosas le ayudan a bien.
All things work together for good for those that work. It's all backwards in Spanish.
Solamente para contar una anécdota.
Just to say an anecdote.
En medio de estos dos años difíciles.
In the midst of these two difficult years.
Una familia de una área campesina en Cañazas.
A family from a real remote country area there around Cañazas.
Estas comunidades eran muy afectadas por toda la pandemia.
These little villages were really affected seriously by the pandemic.
Había limitaciones para salir a comprar y moverse en la ciudad.
There were all the restrictions to not against going out and being able to buy things in the town.
Una de las familias de una de las iglesias en el campo.
And one of the churches in the out there in the country.
Igual que todos nosotros, se preparó y temprano se vistieron para ir al culto.
Like us, you know, they got ready to go to the services. They got dressed and got ready to go.
El día anterior se habían provisto de alimentos y habían comprado tanques de gas para mantener en su casa.
Oh yeah, the day before they had bought food and they'd bought a tank of gas to cook with.
Y interesante que mientras estaban allá adorando al Señor en la iglesia.
And it was interesting that while they were there in the midst of worshiping the Lord in the church,
un fuego comenzó en su casa.
A fire started in their house.
Y esos dos tanques explotaron.
And the two tanks of gas that they had bought blew up.
Y realmente dañaron, destruyeron toda la casa.
And that just blew their whole house to smithereens.
Yo estaba en Peronomea unas dos horas de ese lugar.
I was in Peronomea about an hour from there.
Cuando recibí la noticia de ese accidente.
When I heard the news about that accident.
Y fui con un par de hermanos y llegamos hasta a ver esta familia.
So I went with a couple other brethren and to see the family.
Ellos me abrazaban llorando muy triste.
Well, they embraced me and they were crying bitterly.
Habían perdido su casa y todas las provisiones que tenían.
They'd lost their house and all of the stuff that they'd bought.
Y en medio de eso yo le pedí al Señor, dame palabra, ¿qué le digo a esta gente?
And so in the midst of that I said, Lord, give me something to say. What can I say to these folks?
Ahora están como que no tienen esperanza.
They're almost like people that don't have hope.
Están enfocados en su problema.
They're focused on their problem.
En una gran necesidad.
In a great need they have.
Yo oraba al Señor porque no sabía qué hacer en el momento.
So I prayed to the Lord because I didn't know what to do at that moment.
Y Dios sencillamente me trajo a decirles estas palabras.
And so the Lord simply gave me these words.
A los que aman a Dios.
To those who love God.
Todas las cosas le ayudan a bien.
All things work together for good.
Yo no sabía qué exactamente iba a pasar.
I didn't know exactly what was going to happen.
Y oré con ellos.
And we prayed there together.
Y le dijimos, mire, mañana vamos a regresar.
And I said, look, tomorrow I'm going to come back.
Yo no sé exactamente qué el Señor va a hacer.
I don't know what the Lord's going to do.
Pero Dios no nos va a dejar solo.
But the Lord's not going to leave us alone.
Algunos amigos míos en las estaciones de radio del pueblo.
One of a friend of mine who works at a radio station there in the town.
Inmediatamente publicaron la noticia de lo que había pasado.
He put this news out of what had happened.
Las iglesias comenzamos a orar al Señor por esta necesidad.
And the churches also began to pray that the Lord would help them.
Y fue muy interesante.
It was very interesting.
Que diferentes partes del país.
From different areas of the country.
Gente comenzó a llamarnos.
People began to call us.
Queremos ayudarle para que haga la casa de la persona.
We want to help the folks that lost their house.
Iglesias acá en los Estados Unidos.
And even churches here in the United States.
Enviaron apoyo para ayudar a esta familia.
Sent some support to help that family.
Y en 6 días.
In 6 days.
Hicimos una casa muchísimo mejor que la que tenían.
We made a house for them that was a whole lot better than the one they had.
Lo proveimos de alimento por más de 6 meses.
And we were able to give them enough food that would last for 6 months.
Y las donaciones seguían llegando.
And still more donations came in.
Le llenamos de muebles toda la casa.
We actually bought furniture for the house.
Y llegamos a un punto.
And we got to a point.
Decirle a la gente, ya no necesitamos más donaciones.
To say to the people, okay, that's enough donations.
Ellos tienen lo que ha estado pasando.
They've got everything that they need now.
A los que aman a Dios.
So those that love the Lord.
Todas las cosas le ayudan a bien.
All things work together for good.
A los que ponen su confianza en el Señor.
To the people that put their trust in the Lord.
Aún en medio de la necesidad.
Even in the midst of necessity.
No sabemos cómo el Señor va a responder.
We don't know how the Lord's going to do it.
Y qué hermoso tener a su iglesia.
But it's really great to have his church.
Con el mismo corazón.
With one heart.
Dispuesto a actuar.
Willing to act.
Y hacer instrumento para bendecir a otro.
And to be an instrument to help other people.
Por eso yo le digo a las personas, la esperanza que tenemos en el Señor no se basa en sentimiento.
And so that's the reason that I say the hope that we have in the Lord is not based on feelings.
No se basa en lo que las circunstancias que pasan a nuestro alrededor.
It's not based on circumstances that are going on around us.
Sino realmente en las promesas de Dios.
But really in God's promises.
Y en la gloriosa esencia de quién es Dios.
And the glorious essence of who God is.
Tenemos un Dios poderoso que nos ama.
We have a powerful God who loves us.
Que nos cuida.
Who takes care of
que
us.
Nos protege.
And protects us.
En el campamento nuestro.
In the camp there where we have.
Más de 100 niños del área de extrema pobreza.
Over 100 children that come from that area around there that live in extreme poverty.
Ellos no podían ir a la escuela, no tenían cómo hacerlo.
They can't go to school because they don't have any way the proper clothing.
Mi esposa comenzó a llorar un día y a pedirme qué hacemos por ello.
My wife began to cry one day about these kids and say, well, what can we do to help them?
Y todo era muy difícil.
Everything was very difficult.
Pero a los que aman a Dios.
But to those that love the Lord,
las cosas le ayudan a bien.
All things work together for good.
El Señor a veces usa las circunstancias.
The Lord often uses circumstances
para que personas vengan a sus pies.
So that people will come to him.
La obra es de él y trabaja junto a nosotros.
¿Cómo es?
La obra es de él y trabaja junto a nosotros.
Todo bien.
La obra es de él.
Okay. The work is his and he works with us.
Él lo ha prometido en su palabra.
He's promised in his word.
Y no es maravilloso, Dios nos permitió por los 2 años más duros de la pandemia tener una escuela.
It's really wonderful that in the 2 most difficult years of the pandemic, we were able to have a school.
Yo tenía una galera, una jaula donde criamos pollo.
I had a building that before had been used to raise chickens.
Y ahora la veía lleno de niños.
But now it's full of kids.
Interesante que el gobierno quiso reconocer eso.
And it was interesting how the government actually gave us official recognition.
Ellos no perdieron realmente el año escolar.
So these kids didn't lose their year of schooling.
Pero no tan solo el Señor quería que le diéramos educación.
But the Lord didn't want us to just give them education.
Había lo difícil para alimentar a esos niños.
The hard part was those kids getting enough to eat.
Pero todavía eso no era lo más importante.
And even that wasn't the most important.
Lo más glorioso cuando algunos de ellos comenzaron a venir a los pies de Cristo.
The most glorious part of it was when they began to be saved.
Qué bueno poder haber bautizado a algunos de ellos.
And several of them have been baptized.
Ahora que estoy acá en los Estados Unidos.
So now that I'm here in the U.S.
Ellos me reportaban hay un nuevo joven que recibió a Cristo.
They just told me a couple of days ago that there is a new young person there in the camp that has just been saved.
Cuatro de los muchachos de los adultos.
Four of the young people.
Ellos me decían, hermano, no se preocupe, nosotros estamos encargados de los cultos acá.
These young men that had been saved, they said, while you're gone, don't worry about it. We'll take care of the services here.
Es el propósito, Señor.
That's the Lord's purpose.
Por eso realmente confiar en Él.
For that reason, to really to trust in Him.
No es se base en nuestro sentimiento.
It's not based on feelings.
En Romanos 5:1.
Romans 5:1.
La Biblia dice que justificados por la fe.
The Bible says that justified by faith,
tenemos, paz para con Dios.
We have peace with God.
Y es hermoso ver cuando la gente que ha sido justificada y salvada por el Señor.
And it's really great to see people that have been justified and that now have peace with God.
Aunque vemos todas estas clases de dificultades en el mundo de hoy.
Even though they have all these types of difficulties in the world like everyone.
Podemos tener esa paz en el corazón.
And we can have this peace in our hearts.
En nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
That our Lord Jesus Christ.
Dice la Biblia al verso 2.
Verse 2 of Romans chapter 5. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Verses 3 through 5. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Gloria a Dios aún en medio de todas las dificultades, en medio de los problemas.
So praise the Lord that right there in the midst of the problems,
dice, la esperanza no avergüenza.
It says right here that hope is not made ashamed.
Eso no nos debe avergonzar. Qué glorioso decirle a la gente, yo tengo esperanza en Jesucristo.
What a glorious thing it is to be able to tell people, look, I have hope in the Lord.
Yo tengo esperanza en el Señor.
I'm trusting in Him.
Aunque venga otra pandemia.
And even if another pandemic comes,
aunque la guerra aumente,
or even if war increases,
aunque el mundo se desestabilice,
if the world becomes destabilized,
vamos a confiar en el Señor.
We're going to trust in the Lord.
Y el Señor es el que puede cambiar la situación en todos los conflictos actuales.
And the Lord is the one that can change the circumstances in all of these things.
A veces hablamos mucho de los sistemas políticos.
Sometimes we talk a lot about political systems.
Y quisiera que fueran a nuestra manera.
And we wish that it was the way we wanted it to be.
Pero el Señor nos envía a cada uno de nosotros como sus hijos.
But the Lord sends each one of us as His children
a orar por nuestro gobernante.
To pray for the people that are in government.
Aunque muchas veces no estamos de acuerdo con ellos.
Even though many times we don't agree with
pero
them.
Dios quiere que oremos por ellos.
But God wants us to pray for
algunos
them.
Necesitan conocer a Cristo.
Some of them need to know Christ.
Algunos necesitan sabiduría.
Some of them need wisdom.
Algunos necesitan abrir sus ojos para que vean la realidad de lo que está pasando.
Some of them need to open their eyes to see the reality of what's going on.
No es el asunto de estar de un lado o del otro.
It's not a question of being on one side or the other.
Nosotros somos ciudadanos del reino celestial.
We're citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
Y nuestro presidente, nuestro Dios,
our president, our God,
nos ha mandado a orar por estos gobernantes aquí en la tierra.
He's told us to pray for these earthly rulers.
Para que todos vivamos de una manera quieta y piadosa.
So that we could all live quietly and in peace.
Porque en él es el que está la esperanza.
Because our hope's in Him.
En él está la solución a todas estas dificultades.
In Him is our real hope for the solution to these difficult circumstances.
Para nosotros ha funcionado en este tiempo.
For us to be able to work in this time,
y le hemos dicho a los discípulos en Panamá,
we've said this to the disciples in Panama.
A veces escuchamos tantas noticias negativas.
Sometimes we hear so many negative news stories.
Nos asustamos de que el combustible va subiendo.
And we get scared, oh man, the gasoline's going up.
Y hay protestas por todos lados.
And there's protests everywhere.
Qué bonito encontrar un cristiano.
How great is it to find a Christian,
un verdadero hijo de Dios,
a true child of God,
que amanezca diciendo, bendito el Señor,
who wakes up in the morning and says, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Él es nuestra esperanza.
He's our hope.
Él es nuestro proveedor.
He's our provider.
Él es nuestro presidente.
He's our president.
Él no nos ha dejado solo.
He's not left us alone.
Y si a uno tocara ir al cielo.
And if we were able to go to heaven,
qué privilegio.
What a privilege.
Es lo que siempre comento con la gente.
This is what I always tell people.
Todos los cristianos queremos ir al cielo.
All the Christians want to go to heaven.
Parece que nadie quiere adelantar el viaje.
But nobody wants to kind of move the journey ahead too much.
Pero qué bueno que hay esa confianza.
No, didn't understand that. Yeah. Nobody wants to, well, nobody wants to die, you know. What you mean. Nobody wants to hurry. That's what I should have said. That's what I should have said. Okay. Nobody wants to hurry.
Y qué bueno que nuestra esperanza está en él.
It's really great that our hope is in him.
Yo quiero darle gracias a ustedes, mis hermanos, como iglesia.
So I want to thank you all, my brethren here in the church.
Cuando estamos allá en la hora del Señor.
When we're there doing the Lord's work.
Déjeme serles sincero, sentimos sus oraciones.
Let me be sincere. We really feel your prayers.
Sentimos que hay una iglesia que nos ama.
We feel like we have a church that loves us.
Y que ama la obra misionera.
And that loves the mission work.
Y esta iglesia.
This church
sigue extendiéndose.
Continues to reach out farther,
bendiciendo a multitudes en Latinoamérica,
blessing multitudes of people in Latin America.
Creo que hay mucha gente agradecida.
I think there's a lot of people that are grateful
por todo el ministerio que se ha realizado,
for all the ministry that has been accomplished.
Este año en el mes de octubre,
this year in the month of October,
con la ayuda del Señor,
with the Lord's help,
va a haber una gran celebración allá en Panamá.
We're going to have a big celebration there in Panama.
Hace 30 años.
30 years ago,
que nuestro hermano Roberto llegó.
That brother Robert went there.
Y cuando miramos la foto, hermana Valeria me enseñó alguna foto de cuando llegaron.
And when we look at the photos, we were looking at some pictures today of the first year they were there.
Y no tanto mirar la diferencia de los 30 años que han pasado.
And it's not so much just seeing the difference of what 30 years ago they look like.
Sino mirar la diferencia que hay en el país.
But to see the difference in the country.
Ahora hay gente salva.
There's people saved now.
Bendito sea el Señor.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Ahora hay iglesia bautista.
Now there's some Baptist churches.
Hay miles de personas que han sido bendecidas.
Thousands of people have been blessed.
Se siguen reproduciendo.
And it's reproducing itself.
Hay nuevos obreros.
There's new workers.
El próximo año yo doy gracias a Dios también.
Next year I thank the Lord also.
En enero serán 20 años que un día fui ordenado aquí.
It'll be 20 years in January since I was ordained here.
Y que la iglesia confió para enviarme al trabajo misionero.
And that the church trusted me enough to send me out into the missionary work.
Y todavía el día de hoy.
And still today.
Mientras hermano Roberto y yo estamos de gira.
Whenever brother Robert and I are going on a trip somewhere.
La obra no se detiene.
The work doesn't stop.
Y podemos decir, bendito sea el Señor.
And we can say, blessed be the name of the Lord.
La gasolina, el combustible ha subido.
Well, gasoline and all the fuel has gone up.
Más literatura está siendo distribuida.
But more literature than ever is being distributed.
La gente está moviéndose para llevar el evangelio.
People are moving themselves, moving to do the evangelization.
Y cada día hay más gente.
And every day there's more people
que pueda decir, en el Cristo hay esperanza.
That are able to say in Christ there's hope.
Y gente ha encontrado vida nueva.
People have found new life
en medio de tiempos difíciles.
In the midst of difficult times.
Así que Dios me los bendiga, hermano, un gozo de verle.
Thank you very much, brethren. God bless you. Good to see you.
Esperamos que el domingo tengamos un tiempo de mucha bendición.
I hope that Sunday we'll have a real blessed time.
Dios le bendiga.
We're glad you joined us for our services here at Mission Boulevard Baptist Church. We look forward to having you join us again online, but you are always welcome to personally attend any of our services at the Mission Boulevard Baptist Church here in Fayetteville, Arkansas.